This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave. Truth Nation, now it's time for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Call in right now at 833-212-1017 and let Jammin' with Juice know what your business is. Whether it's a startup or a Fortune 500 company, we want to know what the business is, powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
Hey,
you are the man. 833-212-1017. Now is the opportunity for y'all to call in and tell us what the business is. Powered by We Energy. The number is 833-212-1017. Even if it's not your business, let's say you just want to shout out any type of business that you appreciate in the city of Milwaukee, make sure you do so this hour. 833-212-1017. And you know what? I actually want to start with one. I have one that I want to shout out right now, and especially because it is Women's History Month.
What your business is?
We haven't even mentioned that as Women's History Month.
Shout out all the women. Woo. Yeah. Even though I'm pimping. Woo.
You pimping the women?
Call in what your business is, even if them women is what your business is.
No, please don't call in telling us you sell women. Please don't do that. I don't think that'd be good for our partners.
It'd probably be good for the police.
So now you a op. You trying to help the cops.
Hey, I'm just saying. Saying, however I can help save everybody out there, man.
Well, anyway, I'm going to start with a business that I have stumbled upon. And shout out to Butterfly, because she actually put me on to this business that is in Milwaukee, because I didn't know it existed. And it is called Trickle Bee Cafe.
Trickle Bee Cafe.
And I appreciate what they got going on.
Okay.
Because Trickle Bee Cafe is a pay what you can community cafe that offers healthy meals, food service training, and spiritual nourishment.
Okay, how they making money?
It's a pay what you can community. So they said what we offer. I'm looking at this on their website, tricklebeecafe.org. But it says what we offer. We offer a space to foster community, connections, goodwill, and a love for real food with simple ingredients. By offering an inclusive and welcoming space, we bring health, positivity, and peace to our neighborhood. By providing fresh, healthy, locally grown food to anyone, regardless of ability to pay, we address food insecurity by feeding the immediate need of hunger while providing resources to educate and inspire people to make a habit of healthy eating. Access to healthy food helps people to better care for themselves and their neighbors, which heals and strengthens the community. And they go on to say why they do it is because they seek to be a peaceful gathering place in a neighborhood that has experienced violence and neglect. Okay. We are a safe, inviting place for neighbors to gather to promote reconciliation and peace. We work to eliminate prejudice and discrimination against the economically and socially marginalized by creating a space where individuals from all backgrounds may gather around the concept of a community table. And they are located at 4424 West North Avenue in the historic Uptown Crossing district of the Sherman Park neighborhood. They said, enjoy our plant-based, freshly made soups, sandwiches, salads, baked goods, and hot drinks. Gluten-free options available daily. And so I follow Butterfly on social media, and she is actually one of the cooks. And if you guys do not know, Butterfly makes extremely, what is it called? Vegan food options.
Right.
You know, she is a vegan. So she makes food options that are all vegan, but they taste really good. Like, I had her burger before, the Butterfly Burger.
Yeah.
Or I think it's the Butter Burger or the Butterfly Burger.
No, it's called the Butterfly Burger.
It is the Butterfly Burger.
Yep.
It was so good. It was so good. And she makes it with love. And, you know, she'll have videos of her kids helping her and everything like that. And I really
want her personally
to get a food truck one day. Like, I'm rooting for her to get that, because she definitely deserves it. Like, she'll make Butterfly. She will make a full like soul food plate, with, like, let's say mac and cheese, but she'll call it like mac and sleaze. And
mac and sleaze.
Yeah, like mac and sleaze. And she'll use like different vegetables, like jackfruit, and she'll have like ribs and stuff. And it's obviously not real ribs, but people love her soul food plates. And I actually want to pick up one of your soul food plates, Butterfly, if you're listening. But she is one of the cooks at Trickle Bee Cafe. I believe her day was just yesterday.
Oh, man, she needed to come up here.
I know she definitely needs to come up here. But I saw this and I asked her, I said, man, is this woman owned too? And she used to say, yeah, it's woman owned. But I appreciate places like a Trickle Bee Cafe because it's pay what you can. They accept cash, credit card, Cash App, PayPal, all of that. They're on the north side. And I know it's a lot of people struggling on the north side trying to get meals and things like that. Bring your kids, you know.
I
like, do what it
cool,
is that
though.
You can. And they're open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So Trickle Bee Cafe, I was like, man, I really
like
have
brunch.
To shout it out. So, for example, real quick, let me tell you what Butterfly made yesterday.
Okay.
So they had a trifecta chili with quinoa. Okay, so it was
quinoa.
How do I say it? Quinoa.
Yeah.
Quinoa.
You be butchering stuff sometimes.
I know. So it had tomato, bell peppers, onion, tricolor, quinoa, beans, black beans, kidney, and navy, garlic, cocoa powder, and a house-made veggie stock garnished with sour cream, soy and cashew, green and red onion, cilantro, and cheddar cheese shreds. And they said it's vegan and gluten-free, cheesy, jalapeno cornbread mini muffin. They had apple coleslaw that had red and green cabbage, apples, pickled red onion, and shredded carrots, and a sweet and sassy dressing, maple and custard. They had an orange raisin oatmeal cookie, a classic lemonade, and they also had hot herbal tea or hot green tea or coffee. So shout out to Butterfly, who had her day yesterday. But Trickle Bee Cafe is a place that you guys should be participating in and going to, because it's community, you know. And so once I saw it, I said, I have to shout this out, especially for what the business is. So shout out to the owners of Trickle Bee Cafe and the work that you guys are doing in the Sherman Park neighborhood, because that is a neighborhood that has been going through a lot in the last decade or so, you know. So, yeah, Trickle Bee Cafe. Make sure y'all check it out.
No, I think that's hard, man. Shout out to Trickle Bee. I think that's something beautiful, because at the end of the day, you are giving back to the community. And it really isn't all about the money that you make, which, you know, I like them even taking that initiative. They may only be open for 3 hours out the day, but I know those 3 hours have to be you getting some of the most delicious food, healthy food that you can possibly get. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, I don't know if y'all been seeing this trend start to happen with a lot of more restaurants, but it seems to me that a lot more restaurants aren't open all day anymore. Like,
yeah,
a lot
they
more
don't have the workers like that.
I think it's the workers, and, you know, cost a little bit more to have the food supplies and stuff. But I'm actually growing more appreciative of that time. Of that time scheduling. Like, a lot more restaurants that I'm seeing are starting to open a little bit later if they feel like they have more of a night life type of customers happening or whatever. I'm seeing a lot more places be only open between like 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. I'm seeing more places to only do the brunch times, you know, just really serving their customers where they feel like their strengths lie at. And I think that's actually beautiful. It helps me create a better schedule for myself. And then ultimately, again, like I said before, I appreciate the food that they're actually bringing out to me. Just knowing that I can't get it any time of the day, I have to go to a specific time of the day, I think it's beautiful, especially at this Trickle Bee Cafe, because ultimately they are giving you the most fresh food they can
healthy
supply.
Food, man.
Yeah, it sounds like to me it's homegrown food. Yep. Like, you just grab this out the ground, you know, and then throw it out there and actually started to cook it for you. So I think that's something that we all need, because we're eating too many foods with preservatives. That's why a lot of us, you know, are suffering from different health ailments. But with Trickle Bee Cafe, I hope that idea trickles down and influences people to, you know, start that trend and follow that trend, I should say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it is. It's all about community. Because shout out to what Malik said, who said it's not always about making a profit. When the community is fed, we love that.
Right.
Yeah, 100% agree. So make sure y'all just stop in at Trickle Bee, support this business. And they also have volunteers as well. So if you want to even just volunteer and help them out, you can do so.
Right.
The 833-212-1017. Let us know what the business is, powered by We Energies. You could do that all hour. Do you have anything you would like to say, Benjamin? It seems like you twiddling your thumbs over there.
You know what?
You got a tippy tap 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 of your fingers.
I always be tippy tap 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 tapping. You know, I like to do my research, but you know what? If there's one business that I should shout out, it's myself. You know, I'm gonna shout myself out.
Narcissistic.
You think so?
Narcissist. You know what? If it is a business, I'm gonna shout out myself. I love me. I love Kanye like how you should love Kanye.
Hey, maybe it's the Gemini in me, man. But I do rap. I am a rapper. Benjamin is a rapper by. Well, Benjamin is a radio host by day, rapper by night.
Like Batman.
Yeah, I'm like Batman. I'm really a superhero out here, man. But go to my website. It's amazing.org. There's no G at the end of that. It's just it's amazing. ZIN.org. Go there right now. And just check out my music, man. Go check out my music, check out my website, tap into me. I dropped the album called Hollywood Hooks in October of last year. Still promoting it, still pushing it. I have 12 records on there, which are from my heart. You know what I'm saying? So go check it out. And honestly, if you already like who I am as a radio host, listening to my music, you are able to take a deeper dive into who I am as a person. So check out Hollywood Hooks, you know. And I guess at this point, I would love to actually just rap. Like I just want to rap right now? I want to rap, bro. I want to rap. If y'all want to hear Benjamin rap, hit the YouTube chat board. I'll have Ricky put a beat on, and we can just go from there. But make certain that you tap into my album, Hollywood Hooks with a Z at the end. Again, it's a great album, and ultimately, I have some visuals coming for it soon. So, yeah, and actually, I want to say this, too, because y'all finna see me start popping out, because I got a few different shows lined up for myself.
You got to pop out and show them.
Yeah, I got to pop out and show them, man, because one thing about Benjamin is, honestly, I just love to perform. I've been a performer my whole entire life. Like, one of my most finest memories is my grandfather throwing me on his shoulders when we went to Detroit when I was a kid, and No Limit was actually performing. This is like 1996. They was performing out there in Michigan. Went out there to Michigan. My granddaddy threw me on his shoulders, and Master P and them had me come up there with them and had me do a little dance. Ever since then, little Benjamin been performing. So with that being said, you know, me doing this talk show is performative, but really where my heart lies is just hitting the stage. So put a mic in my hand and it's over. But with that being said, Truth Nation, call in, text in 833-212-1017. Let us know what your business is, because this is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
Period. And we actually, I believe, if this is who I think it is on the line, we got Butterfly
in the building.
What's crack-a-lackin' and good morning. You must have heard us talk about you, girl.
Ended up hearing the last part when I got in the car. Y'all was talking about Trickle B.
Yes. You be down there whipping it up.
Yes.
Whipping it up on the stove.
So, yes, I'm super excited to be working at Trickle B. I have been selling out since I started. And so one of the cool things about Trickle B is our menu is based on the produce that we get in, like donated from us. And then in the summertime, it is actually from garden to table. And I think that's just really amazing because we need more places like that.
Garden
and
it's to
also
table.
Donate what you can.
You said yes. Garden to table. So are you saying you guys are taking these vegetables straight from the garden?
That's literally what
straight from the garden. Working it out, cleaning it up, cutting it up, and then putting it out there, serving it for the people. That's as fresh as it gets. Is that correct?
Yeah, so they got a garden right next to, it's a plot that we have right next to our the restaurant.
Okay.
So it's really amazing.
Well, let me ask you this then, Butterfly. Let me ask you this. You know, because Red Lobster used to allow you to do this. Like, I used to be able to go in and pick out the lobster I wanted to eat, right? And I look at him. He was alive. They go ahead and cook him. Boom, bam, boom. Bring him out. I eat that lobster I just picked out. Can you go to Trickle B and be like, I want that green bell pepper right there? That's the one that I want on my plate?
I don't know if you could do that because by the time people get to us, the food is already made.
Okay.
But it is free produce that we give away to. It's just a really amazing company. Also, another thing, because I don't think a lot of people know this, we give away free lead-free water, right?
What?
Because
Milwaukee don't know nothing about that.
So it's a jug. Milwaukee don't know nothing about it. I do plan on making a video about it, but you know that we have these really high cases for lead poisoning. And so what we do is offer lead-free water at Trickle Bee Cafe. Wow. And I just think that's amazing.
No, okay. Yeah. When it comes down to this lead-free water, how are y'all getting lead-free water? Like if all of Milwaukee don't got no lead-free water, how are y'all getting it? Where y'all supply it from?
So we have a filter on the water system, and actually the water bill has doubled, but Chrissy, the cafe owner, she's just absolutely amazing, and she just is part of the ministry, and somehow she's going to figure it out. But most importantly, she wants Milwaukee to have lead-free water, and I just think it's absolutely amazing.
No, I think that is beautiful. Yeah. And honestly, Butterfly, it sounds like an innovative company. Like, it sounds like an innovative way to, again, make certain that you put community before you decide to line your pockets. I think that's beautiful. Now, you also went on to go say that you guys give out fresh produce. Is that correct? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, so when we have an abundance of it in the summertime, fresh produce is available, and it's also like a little mini market. So like last week we had free sourdough bread.
Oh, wow.
Somebody gave in and gave a really big donation. It's like peas and beans and all of these things, whatever we have a large quantity of, it's a little like pantry, a free food pantry of things that's available for you just to come in and grab it.
That is
so
nice.
What my act is just to come in and please support, donate, whether that's 50 cent or $50. Like, we have to keep this going because it's really a hidden gem in Milwaukee, and it's to make not only us better, but everybody better. So that's just the call to action. Come in and support.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much, Butterfly. Wait. That is so beautiful. Like, when I originally saw you post about it, I said, I've never heard of a place like this. Like, a pay-what-you-can place. Like, that is so community-driven, you know? And that's something that needs to be highlighted. And you can volunteer, Mally.
And then the last thing, you can volunteer. So the last thing I wanted to say, which is also really important, is we serve a lot of gluten-free food. So gluten is one of the big issues that a lot of people face, and they also can't find gluten-free food. So, like, we also offer that. We're big on choice. You can tell us what it is that you want. You don't have to get the whole entire meal. It's just really dope. Please come in. Please support.
Awesome. And do you have specific days that you cook there?
So I cook on Wednesdays and Thursday, and we are open from 11 to 2. And then we have Mama Sakia, who is vegan, so she also does like really amazing soul food. She is there on Fridays from 11 to 2 p.m. And we are open all together. Trickle Bee is open from Wednesday through Saturday.
Love
so,
that.
Yes.
Absolutely and love it.
Libby want to say something. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I want y'all to tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody to go to Trickle Bee Cafe.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about, baby girl.
All love.
Gotta love Libby. Libby is it, okay? Thank you, Butterfly,
thank you for calling in. You're welcome. I appreciate y'all.
No worries. God bless you. Have a good day. I love it. Warms my heart. It definitely warms my heart. But you too can call in and tell us what the business is all hour long. The number is 833-212-1017. And don't forget that that is powered by We Energies. Now, when we return after our 3-minute juice break, it is also Sip to that Friday. So you can call in and let us know what you sipping on, what you sipping for, and what you sipping to this weekend. Okay, just get it off your chest. It could be something good. It could be something that made you mad. It could be something that you just want to share with the people on our airwaves, our juicy jammers. All right. The number again is 833-212-1017. We are going to give you our sip to that when we return. So don't go nowhere. It's Jamming with Juice.
Jammin' with Juice returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 101.7thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
To buy your first house, move into your forever home, or simply refinance, at Associated Bank, they've got you. With the right lending plan and guidance, you can achieve your dreams. Your financial goals are closer than you think, and Associated Bank is excited to help you reach them. Learn more at associatedbank.com/lending or ask a banker for details. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And don't forget, you can protect your dream home with American Family Insurance, and you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. Products are not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome back to Jammin' with Juice, everybody. We got a lot going on in this hour. Don't forget that it is What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. You can call in and tell us what the business is this hour. And also, call in and tell us what you're sipping on, because it is Sips of That Friday. Okay, 833-212-1017. Ben Jammin', can you please let us know what you are sipping on and sipping for and sipping to this weekend?
Yeah, you know what? So first off, I actually didn't mention this throughout the week. I didn't mention this, but I was so excited. All right, and I'm still excited because if y'all don't know, Truth Nation, I am a superhero fanatic. All right, I love Marvel comics. I love DC comics. I love Power Rangers. I love Dragon Ball Z. I love Digimon. These are the things that I grew up on and I still have a love for. And if anybody knows anything about the Marvel Universe and what has just recently kicked off, all right, Daredevil is back. All right, Daredevil is back. And if you guys don't know who Daredevil is, he is a blind lawyer, all right, named real name Matt Murdock, superhero named Daredevil. All right, he's blind, but he kicks ass. All right, that's what he does. See, that's exactly what he does. But a new season has finally dropped on Disney Plus. And I see a lot of bright things happening for the Marvel Universe after this has actually dropped, because it has a lot of different confirmations for me. It confirmed a few of my beliefs of what was going on with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And eventually, I know for a fact, we will get a Daredevil movie, but for right now, we have a Daredevil series or season that had just dropped on Disney+. And I don't want to give out too many Easter eggs of the new season. I just go ahead and I recommend go and check it out on Disney+. It's called Daredevil Born Again. All right, but Daredevil, he has now lost a friend. Okay, he has lost a friend in this new season. Also, Kingpin, also known as Wilson Fisk, all right, he is actually the mayor of the city now. So there is a few complexities there when it comes down to Daredevil. Okay, that's my one thing I'm sipping to. The second thing that I want.
You make me want to be a Marvel and DC fan.
For real, you need to get into it, man.
I just feel like it would take a really long time to catch up to all the storylines, because I feel like there's so many storylines that I'm just
You got about 8 years to catch up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot going on. I know Black Panther.
Well, that's good. As long as you know Black Panther, you're in. All right, Wakanda forever. All right, but honestly, if I was to be true with you, it doesn't take long. It takes one movie, right, for you to
understand everything.
Not to understand everything, but to grasp the imagination of the creator of it, Stan Lee. You know, that's what you really need to do. That's what it's really all about.
R.I.P.
Like just channeling in your inner creator, you know, the inner creative that is inside of you, and just understanding, you know, the imagination and where it can take you. That's really what it comes down to when you're watching any anime or superhero stuff. Don't base yourself in reality or whatever, but, you know, just go down the story. Go down the story, go down the rabbit hole with these characters, and eventually the story will come to you and it'll blossom in your mind, and you'll start to connect the dots on what you need to know, who you need to know, and why you need to know it. But Daredevil Born Again is out on Disney+, and I say go ahead and check it out, especially if you don't have anything to do this weekend. They already dropped dropped 2 episodes. The third episode will drop this Sunday. And again, I can't wait for it. Oh, and I want to say this too for any superhero fan out there who has been wondering what they're going to do with the IP with Daredevil or even Punisher, because Punisher is in this series. Some folks were wondering if the blood and gore were still going to be there. You have that answered for you in episode 2 of the Daredevil Born Again series. So I'm just gonna throw that out there. Check it out, man. It's really good.
Alex Poole said, "Do you watch Invincible?"
Alex, bro, I really can't get down with Invincible, dog. That's my sister right there. She's an anime fanatic, you know what I'm saying? And she gets down into the superhero stuff. But I can't get down with Invincible. But then again, I've seen all the artwork for it. I've just never watched the episode. You know, it's another one out there that it's like a live action one, but I never got into it, man. I guess I'm kind of old school with it or something, because I just stick to Marvel and DC when it comes to superheroes. And then my other animes I watch, like the Dragon Ball, my Yu-Gi-Oh, my Digimon, you know, that's what I personally like to watch. But that's just me, neither here nor there. My second one that I want to get to, because as you guys know, I am a superhero fan. As I told y'all, I love Marvel, I love DC, I love Digimon, Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh! I even watched Beyblade at one point. But all those things that I love artistically pour into another thing that I love as well. Do you know where I'm going with this, Juice WRLD?
Maybe.
It is hip-hop. I love hip-hop to the death of me. It is in my DNA. I was born in hip-hop, and I will die in hip-hop. So for anything that hip-hop has to do, I have to have my finger on the button, all right? Because I need to know how it's moving, man. Eventually, one day, I'm going to be at the top of the game. But with that being said, Kendrick Lamar is now set to drop his cryptic film.
I saw that.
Yep. It's called Whitney Springs. He's partnered with the gentlemen from who created South Park, and they are creating or have already created their own film. This film, again, like I said before, it's called Whitney Springs. The film is actually set to debut on Paramount Plus. All right, set to debut on Paramount Plus. And the story will follow, this is the premise of the story. The story will follow a young black man interning as a slave reenactor at a living history museum, all right, who discovers that his white girlfriend's ancestors once owned his. All right, that sounds like the black American story. All these black American men out here dating white women. You just never know.
A black American story.
It is, though, isn't it? Like, what do you do when you find out that, you know,
that's the new white picket fence is to just have a white woman?
Hey, some people would actually say that, right? Some people would actually say that. But what do you do when you find out that your lover actually once owned you? You know, maybe still call him massa. I don't know. Anyway, the screenwriter and producer is Vernon Chapman, known for his work on South Park and Wonder Chosen. All right. He actually created the screenplay. But with that being said, it just seems to me that it's going to be a dope film to watch. And it being Kendrick Lamar and the guys from South Park, I'm certain that this is something to marvel at. And again, just to try to break down and understand, being that Kendrick Lamar, for whatever odd reason, actually, you know what, I do know the reason, all right, I really don't believe that prior to the whole rap beef, people even looked at Kendrick Lamar as being a cryptic rapper. Sure, double entendres and triple entendres, that's something that plays into anybody being a rapper. Like, I have double entendres and triple entendres inside of my raps. However, when it comes down to Kendrick Lamar, he is being viewed now as this cryptic artist. So when he does do this, when this screenplay does drop, I'm certain there will be different cryptic messages in there, letting people know the nuances of, you know, the relationships in between the black man and white woman when it comes down to them having a relationship.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Anything Kendrick touches as of lately has just been going up. So,
well, I mean, Kendrick Lamar is a media darling. You know, he's a pop star at this point.
Right.
I saw the gentleman, because the gentleman who owns like the FIFA World Stage or something like that, in charge of that, he was like, you know, I felt like it would be great marketing and promotion for us to actually do our very first halftime show for FIFA World Cup and get Drake to come down in 2026, just because, you know, he saw what Kendrick Lamar did at the halftime show in America. How about they do the World Cup? Do they do the World Cup in Brazil or something?
Who knows? Yeah. I'm not up to football.
Where is the World Cup done at in 2026?
Doesn't it change?
In 2026, it's supposed to be in Canada.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, man, that makes so much more sense. Yikes. I love it. Hey, United States
That's
and Canada
petty,
going at
bro.
United States and Canada is going back to back, bro. Like, this is crazy. If we ain't getting at it at each
in
other
Canada?
Musically, it's in Canada, bro. If we ain't getting at each other musically, we get at each other with this electricity, you know? But shout out to the universe, because something is amiss. Something is afoot, and we need to pay attention to it. But call in Truth Nation 833-212-1017. Let us know what your business is. Or also, let us know what you're sipping to this weekend.
Because it is sip to that
Friday.
Let's go to Enlightenment. What's popping, Enlightenment? Good morning. You got a sip to that. What you sipping on this weekend? Or sipping to?
Yeah, man. I'm sipping to my birthday. It's my 30th birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday, bro. Happy birthday, G.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, and then all I wanted to say is, Juice, start picking my brain when you hear me call, cause you be looking real interested. We gotta get you on board with this, me and Ben Jamie.
Oh, you know, when he talk about his Marvel stuff.
I be wanting you to pick my brain because you know it's like every time I call you be a little uninterested. I ain't gonna lie.
And you know, not at all. Yes. Wait a minute. You see how I just answered the phone for you?
I know, and I appreciate it. And you do it every time. But I'm saying, like, you know, when I get off the line, you get to answering. You ask some good questions, and I'll be having the answer to it. But I'll be off the line already, so I just be wanting you to pick my brain a little bit when you hear me talking.
You know what it is? I be feeling like you and Ben be doing some type of like brotherhood stuff. So I don't be wanting to get in the middle, especially when y'all going down a rabbit hole. Because sometimes the stuff y'all say go over my head. I'm not going to lie to you. And I be trying to keep up. But I'm like, you know what? Benjamin is on Enlightenment's type of time. So I'm going to let Benjamin be on Enlightenment's type of time. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you
on Enlightenment. I can start picking your brain.
Yeah, I feel you, Enlightenment. You gotta realize Enlightenment. You know, when you do call up here on these higher level type of conversations, you gotta feed the folks the medicine, but give them a little sugar too. You know, not everybody is woke as you, my brother. Yeah. You know,
I be telling Ben that a lot of the times too. It's like, you know, you gotta understand that the way you think might miss some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's how we gonna get you there. It got to start from somewhere. That's why I'm Enlightenment.
Straight up,
you don't even know that. You know me. We worked at Potawatomi together.
Oh! I know you had mentioned that before, and I'm trying to understand. I wish I could see a picture of who you are.
Yeah, you be work buddies, bro.
Man too. I play kickball with him. You'll remember me when you see.
You play kickball, and you used to work at Pato.
Dang.
Security.
The boxer. The boxer, yes.
The boxer?
Yeah, the boxer.
Oh, Keem?
Yes.
Oh, what's poppin', Keem? Hey, I didn't even know that. That is, okay, see, now I know who you are. Now, okay, I got it. Oh, that's so what's up.
Oh, what's up?
How you feeling, man?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know what? Next time you call in, though, we got to talk about how, because we got to take a break right now, but I want to ask you, because I saw some of your Facebook posts, and you were saying that you feel like Trump is the Antichrist, and I feel like we need to unpack that, because I used to be like, in my head, I would see it on Facebook, and I'm like, what is he talking about?
Bro,
like, that is not true.
Bro, I just said this before.
Okay. I had that feeling, but I kind of went away from it.
Okay.
Because it's a lot more showing now. So I don't really know, but I just know it's gonna get crazy real soon. It's gonna get real crazy real soon.
I just want to throw this theory out at you, just because you're on the phone. If Trump isn't the Antichrist, I definitely believe he might be the person ushering it in. Just because, like, off the very first bat, when he was going in 2016, it was him and his VP, Pence. And when you would see signs, it actually said Trump-ence, right? So, like, in the Bible, it goes on to say that we're going to hear seven trumpets. Like, we're going to hear seven trumpets, and then that's how you're going to know. I think Donald Trump is truly one of the trumpets, bro.
See, I really believe that. Over my head, bro. Like, y'all deep in the hole of the rabbits that I just can't even get it.
Bro, I'm just saying. You got to really be about this life, bro.
It's crazy because, like, months before, probably a year before he said this,
I said, this will be the last election that they have. And he ended up saying it. So, you know, the spirit put something in your spirit for you to say, for people to,
right.
You know.
Right. God acts through you.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, no, God acts through you. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
Woo!
Well, thank you for revealing yourself in lightning.
Y'all lucky ain't doing a rubber for the day. No problem, y'all.
Appreciate you. Have a great weekend and happy birthday.
Hey, tell Henny pop out tonight.
Oh, you gonna have to text him, pop out. Okay, where you gonna be at? Well, unless you don't want to say it on air, but just text him.
The old topic. Tell him the old topic.
Okay, period. All right, have a good one.
Shout out to my boy Lightning, man.
You too.
That's funny. Yeah. You know, you gotta reveal yourself to me.
Man, gotta go down them rabbit holes, man.
833-212-1017. It's Sip to That Friday. When we return after our 3-minute juice break, I'm going to tell y'all what I'm sipping on. And I see Tony from Tulsa on the line, and he got a sip to that, too. So we're going to get into it. And you can as well, okay? YouTube chat at 1017 The Truth. Let us know what you're sipping on, sipping for, and sipping to. And, yeah, we're going to get into it. It's juicy. It's Jamming with Juice.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jammin' with Juice on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Welcome back, everybody. You are tapping into Jamming with Juice on this Sip to That Friday. 833-212-1017. Let us know what you guys are sipping on, sipping to, and sipping for this weekend. Okay. I know Donnell Rawlins is in town.
That is very true.
You know, so make sure you guys pop out and go see him at the Improv. Yeah, we interviewed him last week if you missed it.
That's very true. He'll be at the Improv tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday night. Yeah. And on top of that, my guy Promise will be actually opening for him as well.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yep, so if y'all know anything about Promise, he used to be on V100.7. Then he went on to Hot 105.7. So now he will be opening up for Donnell Rawlins at the Improv tonight. So I'm so proud of my brother.
Yes. So now I'm going to get to my sips of that real quick. And it's not like a lot. It's just real quick. I just want to shout out the fact that tomorrow is the last home game for Marquette. The season is over. The season is over. That's why I'm repping my Marquette jacket right now.
Do what you do.
It's been my third season with them. And so it's been a really fun time. You know, it's been exciting. They were the first team that gave me an opportunity to be an in-game host. And so I appreciate everything that they have given me because I've just blossomed. You know, now I'm the Brewers host. I guest hosted the Bucks game. You know, I host this show. So they were the very first hosting gig that I officially had as, you know, doing this thing. So I am appreciative for them. And I'm sad that the season is over with, but now I get to have like some buffer before Brewer season. Because when I tell y'all this Brewer season is going to be crazy and like the home opener on the 31st is like crazy. I got a little bit of time to, you know, get myself together in between the seasons. But I'm excited for it. So hopefully we win tomorrow. It's a sold out game. It's going to be so much fun. And I believe it's senior day as well. So shout out to all the seniors. It's going to be lit. Pfizer Forum is going down. Maybe you could get a resold ticket somewhere if you are interested in coming because we really be having a good time. Okay, college games are really fun. So shout out to Marquette and them boys and them girls because I did the girls games too and their season is done as well for home games. So go Marquette. We are Marquette. Now, 833-212-1017. Let's go to Tony from Tulsa. What's popping, Tony from Tulsa? And good morning.
Good job. That's what's up. Man, y'all had me going. I don't know who the DJ is today, but I'm like, man, with that Jeezy?
Yeah. That's Ricky Allen.
Yeah, DJ Ricky Allen.
I was putting it at my auntie house.
What you sipping to this weekend, my brother?
All right, so I'm going to piggyback off of Benjamin. So now, I first. Ben, You cannot be a Marvel fan and a DC fan, man. That's against the rules.
Okay. Look, I really am a DC fan for real. But I have to respect Marvel. I mean, how am I going to go against Stan Lee? You know what I'm saying? I have to respect Marvel. Although I do understand, but I mean, being a superhero fan, you understand that Stan Lee and Jack Kirby really started this thing together. You know, so, but true, I have true. Respect for Marvel.
Black, who was the first one to give us a black superhero?
That was Marvel, correct?
Yep.
That was
come
Marvel.
Come on, big.
Yeah, when we got Black Panther.
He testing you.
Blade
is a black Marvel.
Blade came before Black Panther? You talking about the movie or you talking about the comic books?
I'm talking about the comic books.
Okay, let me do my research then. I definitely didn't know Blade came beforehand because I know when it came down to Marvel, they were trying to, you know, align themselves with the civil rights movement, and that's why we, you know, got the X-Men, you know, and that's how we started getting people like Black Panther and Storm.
That's where Bishop came from, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, correct. So, yeah. Bishop is black.
So, yeah, see? I was like, man, Marvel was on it, man.
Uh-huh.
Marvel was definitely on it.
Not respecting
them. I'm sipping to this weekend is... Juice, this could be a good rabbit hole for next week.
Okay.
I had a buddy of mine, and we were talking about, you know, the phone call with Diddy and his son.
Right.
I don't know if it's real, I don't know if it's AI, but, you know, he was telling me about somebody that used to hang out with Nas, that was local in Milwaukee.
Mm.
And he was saying what got him was when he went to one of the shows, and he had just peeked out, and he looked out in the crowd, and it looked like they was in some like this satanic trance, and he was just like, man, what is wrong with the? That's when he said he needed to move on. So that's when he moved on.
Move on from music.
So, move on from music, because he was like, man, this ain't
right.
This ain't where it's at. So, but anyway. But the rabbit hole part is the whole Jay-Z, Diddy thing. And you remember everybody that had that secret room because, you know, they said he was an informant.
Right.
They had that secret meeting between all the black producers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every single one besides two, you know, from Irv to Suge to Dre to what's the other one that was with Rockefeller? Dame.
Uh-huh.
So...
Just Blaze?
All of them. Yeah. So all of them got into their little issues and not on top no more. Who the top two? Now who's the only one?
Interesting.
But anyway.
Right. Hove.
Another rabbit hole real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
So,
we got to go.
Juice. All right, real quick. Juice, I'm mad at y'all for not standing for my man, my 13-year-old, DJ.
Oh!
Why is it? Why they couldn't stand up for DJ? Forget politics. At least stand up for the kid that beat cancer and, you know, and want to be an honorary officer.
I don't know if I like him.
We ain't gonna like him. Come on,
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know how I feel about that 13-year-old. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm glad. I am so happy that this young brother beat cancer. 100%. I am like, man, that is a feat right there that I hope that nobody has to go through, you know, that we need to figure out. But I don't know how I feel about this 13-year-old because he's been showing his little self on social media with his comments. Okay, and I need his parents to educate him on what it is that he got going on. I'm going to just say that. I appreciate him, though, for having life. Like, everybody deserves life.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves an opportunity. But he over here talk about, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And he trying to hug Trump. And Trump gave him a pat on the elbow.
I ain't going to lie. I do like the DJ story. The DJ story is impactful and it's significant. However, look. I feel like DJ is a 40-year-old man in body.
I really feel a 40-year-old man.
He got a mustache.
Yeah, the man got a mustache. Like, you see how serious he be looking? He looked like he came back from war. Okay? But that's just me. God bless him. Yeah. God bless him.
Thank you, Tony, from Tulsa. We do got to take our juice.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, be smooth, dog. God bless you.
Yeah. That little boy needs some help.
Bro, he be sitting there serious.
He on y'all heels. That's what I know. He on y'all heels. He said, if y'all doing a crime, I'm finna get you. Like, you better chill out. But he said something to the Democrats. That's what he said. He was calling out the Democrats, saying any Democrats don't like Trump, I'm gonna pull you over. So I want you to pull me over, brother. I do.
Oh, you a Democrat?
Hey, as of right now, I was when I voted for Kamala, for sure. For sure I was.
If shoe fits, wear it.
You know, but I'm just saying. He's saying anybody against Trump in general. So he needs to go on somewhere with that, and his parents need to teach him a thing or two. But
God bless him.
Listen, we are going to wrap up the show with a bow and give y'all our drop of juice on the other side after our 3-minute juice break. So keep it locked, y'all. Don't go nowhere.
Jamming with Juice returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. This is Jamming with Juice on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Shout out to the Juicy Jammers riding the wave.
Off of the gram. Love the gram.
Oh, wait. Milwaukee, the time is here, all right? We have been entering Truth Fans into the Group of Law Offices 5K giveaway for the last 3 months, and today we finally pick our next one call that's all $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune in to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes right after this show, all right? So you don't miss your call, because if you do, we will go down to the next call until we find our $5,000 winner. Again, that is the big Group of 5K giveaway today on Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Yes, right. They giving that money away today. Money, so make sure y'all pay attention to The Truth with Sherwin Hughes, y'all, because we are not waiting for you. Okay? If you don't call, we going to the next caller. All right? But we are about to wrap up the show here. We got like 20 seconds. So what I'll say is, I'll just say that daylight savings time is this Sunday, so prepare accordingly with your schedules. And spring is almost here, y'all. That makes me so happy.
I second that.
It puts a smile on my face, and I just want y'all to have a really great weekend. That's your sip to that, too? I mean, yo, what is this? Drop of juice.
Yep, that's a drop of juice. Show all right, up y'all. Next.
Yeah, thank you so much for tapping in today. Let's do it same time next week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's Jamming with Juice. I'm your girl, Noni Juice, always keeping it juicy and been jamming.
It's amazing.
Shout out Ricky, who's holding down this week.
All
I think
week
Glenn
long.
Is back next week, but we appreciate you. Now sip on that. Have a great weekend, y'all. The Truth with Sherwin Hughes is up next. Good morning and have a great day. Daylight saving is coming.